Our GeoQuiz today tracks the whereabouts of somebody who has the cheek to call himself the ethical man. His name is Justin Rowlett. He's a BBC reporter, and before you actually get to meet him, let's hear his story as told to the BBC.
In the spring of 2006, my family and I were the subject of a bizarre BBC experiment. My editor ordered me and my wife and children to spend an entire year doing everything we could to reduce our impact on the environment.
Is this a holiday?
I became the ethical man. We changed how we heat and power our home. We gave up our car. And despite some uncomfortable moments early on...
Stop it, Justin, I'm getting really pissed off.
Okay, all right.
2.5 years later, we're still doing without it.
And boy, doesn't life sound good, Justin, you ethical man. You still carless now, 3 years later, is that true?
We are still carless 3 years on. Yeah, we actually found it much easier than we thought. I think if there was a big lesson for me of the year that we spent, the big lesson was that you can actually make quite big changes in your lifestyle without causing you too much problems. You think it's going to be really difficult, but once you've done it, it's actually a lot easier than you think.
All right, you can tell us exactly first, though, the location of our GeoQuiz, which happens to be where you are right now. I don't know if you got there without a car or not, but where are you?
We are in Muskegon, Michigan. By an amazing coincidence, the answer to your quiz.
The answer to the quiz, what do you know? But you clearly had to take a plane to cross from one side of the pond to the other. I guess that's kind of a write-off on your carbon footprint.
Yeah, we're not being too precious about the carbon footprint. I mean, you know, because the idea of coming here to America is look for the big answers. In the year of living ethically with my family, we only managed to cut our total carbon footprint. When you count in absolutely everything, all the carbon our family is responsible for, we only managed to cut it by 20%. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, President Obama said America needs to cut its carbon footprint by 80% by 2050. So the big question is, how as a society can we begin to reorganise to try and achieve those huge cuts? If as a family, doing all the big stuff, getting rid of the car, stopping flying, we put new insulation in, we turned down the thermostat, we got a smart meter so we knew exactly how much electricity we were using all the time, we only managed to cut our carbon footprint by 20%.
Well, it's been pretty difficult. And I think, of course, President Obama is not saying that each individual family should cut it by 80%. It's in aggregate. But what made you start your journey in Muskegon and why are you here to begin with?
Well, we wanted to start in a town that was kind of, I mean, there's no such thing as a typical town, is there? But we wanted to start in a place that kind of represented how people in America live. And that's why we came to Muskegon. And we came here to meet Gary and Cheryl Howard and to kind of look a bit at their lifestyle and look at how they might begin to save carbon and what that suggests for the challenge for America and for the world. So Gary and Cheryl are actually with us here.
Hello.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Cheryl. Are you folks particularly green?
We're not green at this time.
Gary described himself earlier. He said, we're not green, we're fuchsia at the moment. It's interesting to see because the challenge is very different. I mean, it's much more difficult to travel around here than it is in Britain, isn't it, Gary?
That's correct. Everything's so spread out here in the Midwest. In the larger cities, you can do without an automobile. And that's been the most interesting thing is we own 3 automobiles with our daughter owning one. And it costs us about $15,000 a year to license and maintain these, and I would love to get rid of them and save that money.
But what's the alternative?
Not going to
work.
Well,
I have about a 45-mile drive to work every day, 90 miles round trip, so that would be tough.
So from here, from Michigan, you're going where?
From here, Muskegon, we're going to travel to Detroit. We're going to meet up with GM. We're going to talk to them about some of the initiatives the car industry has to change the way people drive in America and indeed around the world. From there, we're going to move on. We're going to go to Washington. We're going to be meeting with some members of the new administration. We're going to be talking with scientists. We're meeting with Jim Hansen of NASA. We'll be meeting with some activists who have a big anti-coal demonstration they're organizing. And from Washington, we're going to go down to Texas. Hopefully, we'll be meeting up with T. Boone Pickens to talk with him about wind generation and the huge industry they've got out there. But obviously, Texas is oil country, isn't it? And we want to look at how we use oil as society. And then we'll go from there to California. And in California, we're going to meet all sorts of different people talking about how to save energy, talking about the kind of technologies that might begin to help us find alternative ways of generating energy. And of course, as we travel around America, the idea is to try not to use internal flights and try not to use cars on long distances. So all the way around, we'll be using public transport. We'll be using Greyhound buses. We'll be using trains. We'll be trying to share cars with people who are making those journeys already, trying to get around in the most low carbon way that we can. And you can follow us all. We've got a blog that we're running saying what we're doing, bbc.co.uk/blogs/ ethical man. So get on there and tell us what you think about what we're doing, and perhaps give us some advice about how we can get around America more efficiently.
Justin Rowlett is the BBC's ethical man who, along with his wife and children, three kids, have been trying to live a green life and reduce their carbon footprint. Justin and his producers with the BBC are going to be touring the United States, starting off right now in Muskegon, Michigan, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. By the way, for our listeners, you can learn more about Justin and his efforts to reduce his carbon footprint at theworld.org. Nice to talk to you all. Good luck, Justin.
Thank you very much, Lisa.